Yeah, dude.
Welcome to the Average Brentwood Teens Podcast,
where we talk about our experiences
as a teen and share our
thoughts as a teen.
You know it.
Hi. Hey, everyone. It's your host, Destiny. Here I'm here with
your co-host, Joshua.
Eli, the comedian on the deck.
Your playboy, Eval.
Playboy.
All right. Well, I
said. Hey, dude.
Oh, Michelle.
Wow.
Michelle, we're in the band, bro.
I don't even know. Like, honestly, it's just not in my schedule to be like all of this. December of 2023, my Christmas was great. Thank you. My birthday, January 6th, 2024. That was good. Came to the library, actually.
You was never there.
You was never there.
Yes, I was.
I was
upstairs in the children's room because I wanted some community service. Mm-hmm. So I was doing that. Then same month too, I became the girls' basketball team manager. So I went out, and then we found some games, of course. And then now we're in March, and yeah.
The reason why I stuttered introducing myself is because Eli would not stop laughing.
Who's
before?
Yeah.
Eli,
listen.
Eli and Josh.
No, it was Eli's fault because he was the only one laughing.
We're gonna transition into our first topic, which is colleges, because we have a lot of seniors and graduating juniors. Also, we have a new member, Dex.
I go by Dex, and that's really it. That's all that's interesting about me.
What college are you attending?
I'm going to Suffolk, then I'm planning to transfer to Rochester Institute of Technology. You know, it's really competitive, but it's like one of my friends from Michigan is actually going through it, so I really want to meet him. So that's what I'm planning to do, just like your community college and then transferring.
That's solid.
Bell.
I also plan on first going to Suffolk first, and then I'll transfer to another college. The thing is, I'm not sure which college I plan on doing after that, but in between my 2 years, I'm going to definitely finish. Like, visit some to see which one is, like, my best favorite choice at the moment.
Josh?
I'm definitely going to go to Suffolk, too, first. Just for, like, 2 years in the honor program, then going to Stony Brook.
And I'm going to Farmingdale because it's a state school, and I don't want to pay that much in college. I'm getting a basic computer science degree. What do I need a fancy college for? My opinion.
You need a fancy college.
No, I don't.
You should go to MIT.
No, I don't have the grades for MIT. Anyways, guys,
we should ask Eli what he's gonna do or what he's planning to do.
Yeah,
like, is there already a college you've thought about, even though you're still a junior?
I see. Straight to Harvard, baby.
You'll definitely not make it into Harvard.
I'm definitely not. Enough determination and the power of friendship, of course. Anything is possible.
The power of intellect will get you there,
the power of friendship. You're not thinking that way.
And Michelle over here is an honor student, but I don't know what college. She's not even thinking about colleges right now. She's in middle school still.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about that.
You're thinking about colleges right now? Girl, if you don't enjoy your childhood, what?
I'm trying to graduate
too.
I'm either going to graduate early so I could go to Sunnybrook, or I don't know, maybe Columbia.
Columbia.
Yeah.
You think you have the grades for Columbia?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Moving on to our next topic.
Positively. No.
That was so random.
That was so random. Positively. What?
Anyways, moving on to our next topic. St. Patrick's Day.
Yay. Oh, no. Leave the room.
Is anybody here Irish?
Irish.
No one. I'm Irish. My name is Joshua.
That's a British accent.
Stop. Just stop.
The difference between British and Irish.
You could at least try just a little bit.
I can tap dance on camera.
Oh my.
I'm not even sure if they tap dance, but yeah.
They do tap dance, they're Irish.
You mean river dancing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just continue on the topic.
Whoever's coming out to the parade on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Josh will be there. Jess is the owl. I ruined the surprise.
I will be the owl this Saturday. So if anyone wants to wave hi to me, I'll be screaming out McRib.
Go up to him. If he ever does that, go up to him, rip off his mask and say he's a liar.
Smack him around a bit, you know?
Wait, but Josh, while you're an owl, I'm telling you now, last chance to take this. Do a backflip.
I'm not doing a back. Why not? I'm buying a McRib.
Oh my.
And I'm going to showcase it.
I'm not even sure he knows how to do a backflip.
Do they even sell McRibs in our location?
You still have time to learn it.
I'm going to make one.
They did.
They did. They sold it once. And I tried it and it was terrible.
I've never tried McRib, so.
I literally took it off the bun. I did not like it.
I'm gonna make one and I'm gonna show it off so everyone knows that it's me.
Anyways.
So remember.
What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day? Well, it passed, but
I was sick actually. I was like badly sick. I couldn't talk for like 2 days straight.
Are you still sick? Because you just sneezed a little ago. I'm scared.
I'm so hot right now, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This morning it was so bad.
Yeah. You say that coronavirus away from you.
Just remember, when you sneeze in your elbow. Never out, never in your hands, always, sneeze in your
always
elbow.
Always protect others above yourself.
Yeah. I'm not trying to catch it. I'm not trying to catch the wounds.
I'm
going
to be afraid.
Yep. Remember, parade is this Saturday. Remember, guys.
Speaking about holidays, let's move on to Ramadan.
Why are you looking at me?
Bro, because
you're the only person.
Oh, I'm the only person.
So before we speak on this topic, we actually have someone here on the podcast who actually celebrates Ramadan. And he would like to speak about his experience doing it.
I feel like you should have done that intro before we all stare at him. You should have done the intro.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. It's Eli. I'm going to teach you about the basics of Ramadan. Okay. So, Ramadan, basically, I'm going to tell all of you this. Okay. Ramadan, when you starve yourself, no food, no water, all the way to like sunset. So, what time was sunrise today? Like 6:58?
Yeah.
It was
like
3 in the morning.
No, like 6:58.
Why would it be 3 in the morning?
Why would it be 3 in the morning?
Yeah, do we wake up at 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
Are we farmers all of a sudden?
We literally go to school when the sun rises up. So yeah, 7 a.m.
7 a.m. and then like sunset is around
like 7 p.m.
Right, it's around 7 p.m. So it's around like 12 to 13 hours of no food, of no water.
No, it's nothing.
It's like 12 to 13. Are you
That's 12 hours.
It's like
you flipping.
Wait.
Oh my God.
I think it's only 10
because the sun comes up at 7 a.m. and it goes down at 7 p.m. That's like 10 hours.
No, there's 12. From 7 to 7.
That's 12, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was 14. 7.
But it like, it's slowly. I could tell because every day it like slowly increases. So it's slowly.
7 plus 7.
14.
Okay, let's let Eli
continue. So, yeah.
You start yourself for for basically 12 hours. And then basically what helps you is this, I guess, was like quit from like habits or something, like consistently eating junk or something. Quit smoking, all that. It's like it helps with like bad habits too. But then me personally, I haven't been really doing it because it's like, it kills me. I came today or like a week ago. Fasting, my head was absolutely killing me. So I had to eat something. I had to drink something. I was done. So try at your own risk. But me personally, I'm going to try start fasting next week and see how that's going to go for me. I'm going to stuff my face before I go to school tomorrow.
There are people who fast, like not during Ramadan, but they fast because of weight problems. So don't just like immediately assume someone is fasting that they're Muslim. Because a lot of people do it because of weight issues.
Yeah, people also
do. No, we just knew that he was fasting because.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Because he told us he was Muslim.
Yeah, he told us, and then he told us that he forgot while eating a McChicken.
Wait, I forgot?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
I knew I was supposed to fast today. It was just like today wasn't the.
No, not today. Last week.
Nice. Yeah, you literally showed up like with food, with a meal, and then all of them, you were eating it. Then you realized it was Ramadan, and then you just realized that you literally broke fat.
The fact that it was Ramadan, and you said, Oh, I forgot.
Literally what you said. Literally what you said when that happened.
I've been doing this for a month. A month. 2 months.
You know, don't blow up on him.
Would y'all try Ramadan?
That's no.
What are you? Are you excited for
it? Hey, Cece. Ooh. Why don't would you try Ramadan though?
I mean, I do have to give up on stuff, and due to the fact that I don't often eat, I could probably participate.
No poop, no water.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay. Oh my god, Belle, would you try one? For two reasons, no, because one, I'm not gonna like fasting at all, and two, my family would kill me to learn that I literally changed religions. Like, they would literally attack.
No, you have to do like a bunch of stuff to become a fool. Like,
yeah.
No, yeah, would you just fast?
Like, just a fasting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not great with fasting. Like, there's some things that I do so naturally that it's almost impossible for me to like stop doing it at the moment. Even if it's like, at least for like, maybe like 3 days, maybe. But if it's like longer than that, no, I don't think I can do it.
Destiny, would you try it?
I eat almost every hour, so no.
Jesus, man.
Oh my.
Sometimes I have like 7 meals a day, and then I go to the gym, I work out.
So you just lose all that in one day?
Kinda.
That's why she's the host.
Would you try Ramadan?
No.
Why?
I'm trying to bulk up, that's why.
You're trying to bulk up?
Yeah.
I want to try Ramadan because I'm love for
you. You don't want to?
Because I want food like every hour, like every minute of every day.
Yeah. Twins.
Try one.
I would because I do have like problems ish because of my internet presence.
Hmm. Well, great, but I'm skinny. And I eat every. I had
two chicken sandwiches.
Are you excited for Eid?
Yes. It's like Christmas, but not at the same time.
What are your goals for Eid? Like, what do you see like? The gifts you're going to get, stuff like that.
I hope I get a Bugatti, man.
You're not getting
It's like Christmas.
Let's talk about prom.
Prom, dude.
Are you guys excited?
Prom. Gonna be...
Oh, you're having an 8th grade prom.
Yeah.
Is it formal or...
We didn't have 8th grade prom.
Yeah, we never got that. COVID. Yeah.
You're lucky. Cherish it. Cherish it. Go to it. Cherish it. You know why? We didn't have 8th grade prom. We were literally sitting there. A computer that day that we were supposed to go to 8th grade prom.
Our school is doing two dances, actually. One is like for the whole school, and then the 8th grade one is just 8th grade.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the 8th grade one. I'm not going to the dance.
God, that was taken away from us.
Prom is like the thing.
Bro, I didn't even have any dances for like, because when I went to West Middle in 8th grade, we didn't even have any dances. Because we'd have like, I remember like every year, like, 6th, 7th, we had dances, right? 7th grade, we had a dance. 6th grade, we had a dance. 8th grade, no dances.
You would love this year then, because this year we've been doing a lot of stuff in West. Like, we've had like dodgeball games, we've had like volleyball games, like teachers and students. And then we had one with the teachers, dodgeball. Yeah, that raised a lot of money.
Yeah, when I was in West, I wasn't really social, so I would have only gone to the 8th grade prom.
I'm so excited for prom this year because this is like the first dance that I've been to since before COVID.
Also, you have a date.
You went to homecoming.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, like first, like for like big, big formal dance.
Oh.
Since before COVID. And like, I've been waiting this day ever since COVID happened, like just to go to a prom, you know? Like an actual.
You also have a date?
Prom.
Yeah. Is that why?
And because I have a date.
Yeah, you literally have a date. Rub it in.
I mean, I got one more year before I got prom. So the first dance I think I ever really went to was homecoming. But then it was like in freshman year. So I went there. It was whack. $9. And then. Whack.
Why are you looking at him like that?
Bombastic side
eye. But yeah, I went to the homecoming. It was but then I went to the formal. At least I had a date, but like It was like one of my most favorite memories as a freshman, even though I was like the lowest at my life right now. Like at that point, I hated myself. Like I hated how I looked at the time. Like I was very insecure about my time. Now, I'm more confident, dude. You got to keep it laid back. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, lie dog.
Wait, actually, technically, you can go to prom like this year's prom, even if
I don't want to. I'm going to go with like all my friends. So.
No, that's only if a senior takes them.
Yeah, like
only if a senior. I mean, I could go. I don't care, but
I'm not.
Nah, because I don't want to ruin the experience for Eli. Because it's better if you do as a senior.
Yeah. He still has time to find a date.
Yeah.
If you want to bring one, I don't know.
I'm gone.
Dex, Are you going?
I went to prom last year as a sophomore because most of my friend group were seniors. And that was, like, my first ever dance. I actually went with friends. I had been to dances before. Like, I actually hosted the Freshman Center formal because I was part of the student council, and the student council actually did that. So we had, like, done that formal. And the time before that, I think that was, like, to one dance at the Freshman Center, which was for Christmas time. And that was also student council. But besides, and like those two, I didn't go with any friends. I had just gone because I was part of the student council, and I hadn't gone with any friends. I didn't have a date. And besides those students, I had never been to a dance like the prom before. And actually, I really enjoyed the prom because that was the first ever dance where I had a proper friend group and I had proper friends and a date. So I actually had a lot of fun, but I'm not planning to attend this year even as graduating junior, if not allowed. I don't feel like going because I don't have any friends. I'm not social this year at all. I was never social. I was just looking to get like a proper friend group last year, but I'm not planning on attending prom this year, no.
As a graduate in June.
No, I already have.
Would you bring like a junior that you know like here?
Maybe.
Bring Eli.
The thing is that the only like junior I would probably bring, she probably wouldn't even come because she also has like another friend. So I would have to take both of them. And I honestly, it's like, I would rather go with like a big friend group like I did like last year's prom instead of going like with like 2-3 people, because it's just kind of not worth it in my opinion. Yeah. It's like 2 people. So I would rather go with like a new friend group like I did. But in my opinion, I already have prom memories. There's prom photos on my Instagram. I have like, they do a photo booth and I have like 2 prom like strips of like photos. And I also kept like one of those little like paper like thing masks they give. And I feel like that's enough memory for me. They also had like lightsabers, styrofoam ones. They were really cool.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like I made enough memories with like last year for prom. So I don't see any point in going with you.
Did you pull up in a nice car?
No. I probably we pulled up in my ex's dad's car.
Oh,
with
with me,
with me, I had like 2 options, sophomore year and junior year, because I had senior friends both years. But I decided to save it for senior because I was thinking about graduating early. But a lot of things changed my mind, and I decided I wanted to kind of spend it with, like, you know, my friends that I grew up with. You know, a lot of friends that I know from elementary school, middle school, you know. So
I was actually hoping someone or something would change my opinion on graduating early. But meeting the senior friend group, meeting my ex and all of that, like, genuinely changed a lot for me. So I ended up staying with my decisions to graduate early because it would also benefit my family because they want to move out of state. But it would just like, it would be better for me overall because I had like way too many older friends for some reason. I'm like always the younger sister in the group. And my only other friend that's like around my age group is, they're both like 17 and I'm 16. I turned 17 this year. They turned 18. So.
They're already.
Yeah, so like even my best friend, she's actually like 2 years older than me. I've known her for like 5-6 years now. But she lives like across the country. She lives in California. I'm never gonna meet her until like 18.
I was gonna graduate early too. because I was deciding that sophomore, because sophomore, I would say it was like the lowest point for me. And I just wanted to get done with, but then like over time, like it just like changed. And now like, I'm like excited for prom. Like even though this is like the second dance that I bought my a date with, you know, it's just, it's going to feel like a first because it's prom. You know,
it's prom. Who can go wrong with prom? Yeah, like prom. There's nothing wrong with prom. Like, even though the formal was, like, the closest I had to prom already, I feel like prom... Is prom, like, 10 times better or just...
Yes.
I wouldn't know. I've never been to prom.
You never been to the formal? Have you been to the formal or no?
The what?
We didn't have a freshman.
Yeah, we didn't
have a formal. No, we didn't have that.
So, I think we...
The freshman... You were there for the freshman formal.
Yeah, I went to the freshman.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun. But I feel like it's power announced. Like,
the prom is way better. It's the venue for it is way bigger, actually. Like, way.
Because you guys had one with a pool.
Yeah, we actually had the pool there.
And then you guys didn't even go in.
I mean,
so now I was going to go in the pool?
No, we didn't. Yeah, we weren't allowed.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure they had only rented like the venue, and I'm pretty sure like half the people probably didn't bring change of clothes. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, it was kind of obvious that we weren't going to be allowed to go into the pool.
Mm-hmm. How about even that next like this plan?
I'm pretty sure you would have to pay extra if they allowed you to go into the pool. Yeah.
The ticket might be more expensive this year.
Yeah,
$150. I heard.
That might be because of inflation, or they could be adding extra stuff because I know they probably do that every year. Like they add stuff that people complained about like the year before.
So no pool. Bring us
the maybe.
Pool.
You don't know.
Remind me to bring in change of clothes. Like, just in case, because I'm willing to take that risk.
All right. We've been talking about prom for too long.
Because prom is a beautiful
thing. All right. Yes. Let's talk about new albums that came out recently.
Best album of this year, Vultures 1 by Kanye West. No. No.
Thank you.
No. There's Burn, yeah, Burn. Stars,
no.
Hawking.
Yes.
There's Problematic,
no.
Beg Forgiveness,
no.
King.
No.
Wait, what? Personally, I think that American Dream by 21 Savage was a masterpiece.
That song.
Yeah, it was a masterpiece.
That's
it was a masterpiece.
All of Me.
Nina. All of Me.
Dangerous.
Oh my God.
The only good song off of that.
Prove It by Summer, by Sony West. I was the Summer Walker.
Should have won your mind.
Should have won an award,
the
bro.
Only good
war?
The only good award. The only good song off of that album was Nina.
That's Nina?
That's you
Nina
had no taste
it
in
was
music.
Nina.
What album actually did win album of the year?
Killer Mike.
Killer Mike.
Oh yeah. No. That
was Killer Mike.
No, that one rap album.
If we talk about album of the year, I think it was Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it was 1989.
Yeah. No.
A re-release. What album of the year?
That was re-released?
Yes.
Actually?
Yes. Wait. Taylor's version. Everything with Taylor's version was a re-release.
Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, wait. It was Midnights. Never mind. It was Midnights.
I thought it was Mike by Killer Mike.
No,
that's the rap album of the year.
Oh, that's a rap
album of the year in general. Taylor Swift won that. And honestly, I hate Taylor Swift.
Travis was wrong.
That's like not even surprising though, because Taylor Swift fans usually like...
Her music is so mediocre. I swear. I could go on a whole rant.
No, her old music, like 2000s, 2010s, her old music, I really loved it because it was that type of vibe. But then it starts becoming like... repetitive and like she just got really, really mediocre. Like, you
yeah,
said,
I mean,
something about her ex, too.
Yeah,
she has so many exes,
but
oh, yeah, no, album of the year for 2023 was Midnights by Taylor Swift.
Oh, my Lord,
yeah, this
who got second place.
Did you know that there's by Lana Del Rey?
That should have won. Lana should have won.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna say that loud and clear. Lana should have won. You know why? Because Taylor's music is so basic. Like, who likes that? Who turns on their car? And it's like, I'm going to go listen to Taylor Swift today. who does that?
That is the last person I would think about.
Nostalgic vibes, I get that. But not her new gen
music. Her old music, like, You Belong With Me. Or,
Yeah.
Shake It Off. That was fire. That was a banger.
You're going to get mad at what fourth place is. It was SOS by SZA.
You're being serious?
No,
but that was the third place right in front of SZA. Whoa. And you're going to be more mad.
Nicki Minaj?
Guts by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh. I don't listen to Olivia Rodrigo.
But yeah, the only song I know from her is
good. Why was that in front of SZA?
Why didn't SOS win?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
So I was like, wait, what?
Vulture should have won.
Bro, Vulture didn't.
Yeah, Mr. Poe looking at us. Yeah, we have Mr. Poe looking at us. He's being really weird. He's telling us to cut up. He's telling us to stop talking about him.
Anyways.
Oh, wait. He's telling us to continue.
I can't read
him. Let's talk about the creator of Dragon Ball Z passing away.
Mm. Akira Toriyama, one of the best manga creators that has ever, like, lived.
I don't know much about Dragon Ball Z, so I'm going to let y'all carry.
I actually don't like Dragon Ball Z, but Akira Toriyama actually influenced so much media. They influenced Ghibli Studio, a lot of my favorite animes, and a lot of my favorite, like, musicians, artists, all that.
Did you say Ghibli Studio?
Yeah.
It's Studio. Ghibli.
Ghibli.
Ghibli?
Yeah.
Really?
It's Studio Ghibli.
It's Studio Ghibli. Oh, my.
Basically, Akira Toriyama was, like, the father of, like, all the animes that we love today. Word. And that's why we should, like, all be grateful for all these, like, good, amazing manga shows.
I mean, he kind of has, like, some questionable things in Dragon Ball Z.
I mean, all manga.
I feel like that was regulated at the time, that was normalized.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not really... Well, it is his fault, but it's, like, it was normalized.
I mean, he kind of didn't know what, you know, people of color looked like. So the way he drew him was based off a minstrel show.
But like he was
Japanese, and he like went off with like what you would basic search on Western.
Yeah.
So like I understand that.
And they didn't really have a search category. They didn't really have a search category like back then.
Exactly.
A lot of people did the like JoJo's Part One. They did that. Like a lot of early manga from the 80s and 70s.
It's because they didn't know.
Yeah, that's one.
Then they didn't have the proper tools or research to do it.
Yeah.
Like maybe some of them couldn't go to a library and couldn't pay for like a book about Black history. So like don't fully blame them.
And that's not blaming them, it's just quite some of
yeah. You blame them, but like hold them a bit accountable because like there's a little more you probably could have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Akira Toriyama, even though I absolutely despise Dragon Ball, because I feel like there's absolutely no plot and no point, because while Goku died and come
back. Goku!
So, as I was saying, yes, I still give him his props because he still made the best, you know, anime all the time, Naruto. But it's Naruto created my childhood, even though he created so many One Piece.
He actually influenced a lot of Western media when Dragon Ball released. Like
he was a genius, guys.
Yeah, he was an absolute genius, man.
He also influenced a lot of stuff in Mexico.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there was literally like a ceasefire. Like
it was a ceasefire
in his honor.
Yeah, yeah. Mexico. Actually, if you go to Mexico, there's a lot of like murals of Dragon Ball Z. I know my mom used to watch Dragon Ball Z when she was younger in Mexico. My dad also really enjoyed Dragon Ball Z.
Wait, you're Mexican?
Yeah, I'm Mexican.
I did not know that.
Yeah, honestly, my dad is Salvadoran, but he went to Mexico when he met my mom, and then they both moved back to somewhere.
So you're Mexican and Salvadorian?
Yes.
That is cool.
That's a cool combination. Like, I've
never heard of that. That is crazy.
Yeah, I'm both like basic Hispanics that you usually find, but I adore Wonka Pigs. Like they're a little mean sometimes, and I'm gonna get into that. But I love them.
Yes.
Same guy. Know that creator? I mean,
it was really sad.
What was her name? Like,
I actually don't know.
When I found out that she died, like,
and
Aaliyah
72.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's the same thing that happened with Akira. I mean, died at 50.
Like 68.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, when I first learned about this, the thing is, Backyard Gans was my entire childhood. The thing is, I never knew anything about the show. Yeah. I never knew who
Pablo. That was my homie right there. Like, Pablo, he's amazing. No.
Pablo.
He was the best character. You cannot go wrong with Pablo.
I actually never knew what the girl. What Backyard Gans was until until like one of my friends.
I grew up with it. It was my show. I would watch it when I got sick. You know, you were little. You got sick with a fever or something. Your parents made you stay home. right? Just, I would sit there and lay down in my bed and watch it.
But like, it was, I feel like Akira's like death. I feel like that's like a really big warning for a lot of other manga creators too.
Yeah, because they're getting older.
Yeah, you see all these manga creators, they're depriving themselves of sleep, always on a strict schedule. Like if you look at Akira Toriyama, Oda from One Piece, Kentaro Miura, the creator Berserk who died recently, they always overwork themselves. Oda's getting really sick. Miura, like...
Oda had to take a break.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he literally had to get like an eye surgery because it was like getting worse. He had to take like an eye surgery.
Yeah, from JJK has actually been taking a lot of breaks recently. Yeah. Because of that as well. Like a lot of more modern manga creators are starting to realize like they need breaks. So they're starting to take like more like consistent breaks. Like I don't remember the schedule Gege has, but he does take breaks a lot of the time. Yeah. Which drives the JJK fandom insane, and I know.
Like the there was another creator. The creator of Hunter x Hunter. He hasn't published a chapter in like 2 years, 3 years, mainly because he got so sick that he even like spoiled his own ending, basically. So like I feel like this should be like it's just like a warning to all like manga creators, like give themselves a break, you know? Just like, you know, you don't have to like consistently write manga like all day, all night.
Yeah, it's actually the same thing.
But it's like when overbearing fans, yeah, right?
That's why.
They also make you like, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing with YouTube creators. It's like they get like no sleep, no like time to experience.
You see us?
Because the fans want more content.
You see us?
You want more?
We get a lot of sleep. We only do this two days a month. Yeah. So we get a lot of sleep, a lot of rest, you know? But
like
I was just saying, like anything you want to do in your life, pace yourself. Yeah. You know, don't put too much pressure on yourself.
J-pop idols.
Yeah.
Go under a strict diet every day due to their managers. They go under a strict workout session. Josh seems to know what I'm talking about. there would sometimes be like clips of like certain J-pop idols like circle around and like their fans saying, look at how skinny she is and all that stuff. And like they were like, some show genuine concern, others just show like, look at how skinny she is, I'm so jealous. When in reality, they're basically starving themselves because they're eating like less than 500 calories a day sometimes, because they have to be a specific weight because of Asian beauty standards.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that Akira died because of that, but he died really young.
He died 6 years still.
So, like, and we hear about it all the time about, like, the Japanese work schedule. Like the Japanese work schedule, like, so strict, so overbearing. People have, like, 15-hour work shifts and have to go into work the next day.
We only have time for only two topics because we were on this topic for a really long time.
And
let's talk about spring break.
Dude, it's coming up in like 3 weeks, man.
I'm so excited for spring break.
And Easter is literally soon. There's another one at like late April.
Awesome. That did not show on my e-school calendar.
Spring break.
Yeah.
We're going to Six Flags.
Who has money for Six Flags? I can't even get a job right now.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
I can get money for Six Flags, yeah.
Because
I'm light.
To be honest, like, yeah, road trip to New Jersey.
What are your plans?
I plan on doing absolutely nothing, but plan on getting nothing back into sports because, you know, starting to come out outside. Then, like, been 60 recently. It felt like it was
60, and then this whole week it's not gonna be 60 anymore.
It's like today was cold.
It was actually like really cold too. I'm surprised, but spring ain't come back yet, so it happened. What y'all plan on doing?
Tomorrow is the beginning of spring.
It's a what are you
on? Right, yeah.
We're gonna start spring equinox.
We're gonna end it off while talking about the Oscars.
The Oscars.
Amazing this year. Oppenheimer deserved everything.
The only thing is, the Barbenheimer thingy, Ryan Gosling winning over many other people, it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
There's nothing.
Like, because he even said himself, like, Margot Robbie or the creator,
Greta Gerwig,
should have won something, at least.
Barbie was an amazing movie, and even Ryan Gosling realizes that he probably didn't deserve it because, you know, there were a lot of people who worked hard on Barbie, and the message that Barbie delivered is like,
yeah,
even making jokes about it is like all makes it so much, the Barbie theme so much more truer to what they're trying to say.
Yeah, and like a bunch of people are like, you know, saying that he shouldn't have got it, right? But a lot of people are saying that he should have. But honestly, all he did throughout the entire movie is say, beach. That's all he did.
Beach.
Yeah, he's supposed to represent, like, the most of, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He was supposed to represent, like, the negative part of the theme of the movie.
Yeah.
And, like, just hearing that he got all these awards, like, it just ruins the purpose of what, like, the Barbie movie stood for.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
the guy who made jokes at that one time, at one award show about the Barbie movie,
I think it was something related to maybe
it was the Golden Globes.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember the host's name, but he was out of pocket with that comment. Even like multiple like actors knew that he was not supposed to be joking about that because he's basically proving the Barbie scene's point.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for the creator for, like, I'm sure there's a lot of people who probably hate on the Barbie movie when they realize what the actual theme is because they probably see it as, like, a threat to them.
A lot of people, like, who didn't watch Barbie is, like, you know, they're saying that, oh, like, this is so wrong, isn't that? Watch the movie before you talk.
Yeah.
Watch it. It's on HBO Max. You can't watch
that. They're just ignorant. Like, even if they watch it, they're probably going to be purposely ignorant to the actual, like, theme of it. And it's really annoying.
There's a lot of closed-minded people out there.
And Greta Gerwig is, like, one of the best female directors at this time. Like, I watched her like, I think it's her, like, debut as a director, Lady Bird. That movie was really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, at least she was the first female actor to direct a billion-dollar movie.
Yeah.
Like, at least, you know.
She's a hard worker. Like, hopefully she'll get her time where, you know, a movie of hers blows up and she'll finally get an award, you know, even though she did most of the work for Barbie.
She's been getting nominations. She's just not won one.
She just, Oscars, I know you're not listening, but give that girl an award. Please, please, please.
I mean, Oppenheimer was good.
I also dislike the Barbie Oppenheimer jokes. Like at the beginning, it was fine because it was like it was sort of like the Animal Crossing and the.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like Isabelle and Doom. Yeah, Animal Crossing and Doom thing.
Yeah.
But then, like, after a while, Barbie and Oppenheimer, it became really annoying.
Yeah.
And the fact that Barbie is more of like an emotional, mental movie that was supposed to be made for a certain audience, while Oppenheimer was mostly about history to make it look cool. And it just got really annoying because you gotta separate the two. They're not the same, you know? They're like not similar in any sense. Just because they came out on the same day doesn't mean they're like any at all similar.
Yeah.
Wait, was the Mario movie ever nominated for
Oscar?
No,
I think it got nominated, but the Studio Ghibli movie won.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at the animated movie section. All right.
What was the name?
The Boy and the Heron. Yeah.
Michelle, do you have anything to say?
Piggybacking on what Dex was talking about, the Barbie-Heimer thing. I remember, like, especially during that timing, that, like, a lot of people on TikTok would, like, be like, oh, after we watch this movie, we should go and do this. I feel like if you're going to do that, right, like, pick one movie that you specifically want to see first that is going to make you feel a certain way. Because, like, I remember that people were like, oh, go to Barbie first because it's going to make you emotional, then go to Oppenheimer. I was kind of confused. Because I didn't see the movie at the time. I was kind of late to watch it. But, like, when I watched it, like, I understand why. People would say, oh, go to this first, go to that first. I just generally feel like you shouldn't undermine one from the other one just because of the fact that what's going to make you feel certain ways you want to, like, come up for it. Like, you want to come, like, to a different movie just to see how you're feeling.
Yeah, like, I watched Oppenheimer first, and, like, a couple weeks later, I watched Barbie.
Yeah, I was gonna say that you should probably plan that like a bit far apart. Like if you want to watch both movies really badly, I mean, plan them far apart so you don't undermine one theme over the other.
Yeah,
because they're both amazing movies. Don't get me wrong, but it's just don't try and force yourself to watch two movies at the same time, and then you're forcing yourself to understand the themes of both movies. Just put them apart. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I watched, even though I watched the Barbie movie first, I still wanted to watch Oppenheim, so I watched it a month or two after, on my phone. It was really good. And now I see that, they both, even though they show different matches, they're still both great movies, but give them still some equal credit. But I feel it was just had a quality of thing in my everything.
Well, before we end today's episode, I kind of had a surprise top talk. So, okay. I kind of brought this up back in the St. Patrick's Day, but the McRib joke?
No. We literally cut this from the script.
Listen.
All right.
The McRib joke?
Oh, my God.
Prepare for next episode.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time.
At the Brentwood Public Library.
Thank you for watching.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, dude.